Listen to God's Word for September 28th. Today's reading is Zechariah 10 through 14. May God bless this reading of His Word. Zechariah 10. Ask the Lord for rain in springtime. The Lord makes the storm clouds, and He will give everyone showers of rain and crops in the field. For idols speak deceit, and diviners see illusions. They tell false dreams and offer empty comfort. Therefore the people wander like sheep, oppressed for lack of a shepherd. My anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of hosts attends to His flock, the house of Judah. He will make them like His royal steed in battle. The cornerstone will come from Judah, the tent peg from Him, as well as the battle bow and every ruler together. They will be like mighty men in battle, trampling the enemy in the mire of the streets. They will fight because the Lord is with them, and they will put the horsemen to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah and save the house of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them, and they will be as though I had not rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Ephraim will be like a mighty man, and their hearts will be glad as with wine. Their children will see it and be joyful. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them to gather, for I have redeemed them, and they will be as numerous as they once were. Though I sow them among the nations, they will remember me in distant lands. They and their children will live and return. I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon until no more room is found for them. They will pass through the sea of distress and strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the Nile will dry up. The pride of Assyria will be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt will depart. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in His name they will walk, declares the Lord. Zechariah 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may consume your cedars. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen. The majestic trees are ruined. Wail, O oaks of Bashan, for the dense forest has been cut down. Listen to the wailing of the shepherds, for their glory is in ruins. Listen to the roaring of the young lions, for the thickets of the Jordan are destroyed. This is what the Lord my God says. Pasture the flock marked for slaughter, whose buyers slaughter them without remorse. Those who sell them say, "Blessed be the Lord, for I am rich." Even their own shepherds have no compassion on them. For I will no longer have compassion on the people of the land, declares the Lord. But behold, I will cause each man to fall into the hands of his neighbor and his king, who will devastate the land, and I will not deliver it from their hands. So I pastured the flock marked for slaughter, especially the afflicted of the flock. Then I took for myself two staffs, calling one favor and the other union, and I pastured the flock. And in 1 month, I dismissed three shepherds. My soul grew impatient with the flock, and their souls also detested me. Then I said, "I will no longer shepherd you. Let the dying die and the perishing perish, and let those who remain devour one another's flesh." Next, I took my staff called favor and cut it in two, revoking the covenant I had made with all the nations. It was revoked on that day, and so the afflicted of the flock who were watching me knew that it was the word of the Lord. Then I told them, "If it seems right to you, give me my wages, but if not, keep them." So they weighed out my wages, 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, Throw it to the potter, this magnificent price at which they valued me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Then I cut in two my second staff called Union, breaking the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said to me, Take up once more the equipment of a foolish shepherd. For behold, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will neither care for the lost, nor seek the young, nor heal the broken, nor sustain the healthy. But he will devour the flesh of the choice sheep and tear off their hooves. Woe to the worthless shepherd who deserts the flock! May a sword strike his arm and his right eye. May his arm be completely withered and his right eye utterly blinded. Zechariah 12. This is the burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Thus declares the Lord, who stretches out the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth, who forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples. Judah will be besieged, as well as Jerusalem. On that day, when all the nations of the earth gather against her, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who would heave it away will be severely injured. On that day, declares the Lord, I will strike every horse with panic, and every rider with madness. I will keep a watchful eye on the house of Judah, but I will strike with blindness all the horses of the nations. Then the leaders of Judah will say in their hearts, The people of Jerusalem are my strength, for the Lord of hosts is their God. On that day I will make the clans of Judah like a fire pot in a woodpile, like a flaming torch among the sheaves. They will consume all the peoples around them on the right and on the left, while the people of Jerusalem remain secure there. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and of the people of Jerusalem may not be greater than that of Judah. On that day the Lord will defend the people of Jerusalem, so that the weakest among them will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. So on that day I will set out to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Then I will pour out on the house of David and on the people of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and prayer, and they will look on me, the one they have pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. On that day the wailing in Jerusalem will be as great as the wailing of Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, each clan on its own, the clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the remaining clans and their wives. Zechariah 13. On that day a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the people of Jerusalem, to cleanse them from sin and impurity. And on that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will erase the names of the idols from the land, and they will no longer be remembered. I will also remove the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land. And if anyone still prophesies, his father and mother who bore him will say to him, You shall not remain alive, because you have spoken falsely in the name of the Lord. When he prophesies, his father and mother who bore him will pierce him through. And on that day every prophet who prophesies will be ashamed of his vision, and he will not put on a hairy cloak in order to deceive. He will say, I am not a prophet. I work the land, for I was purchased as a servant in my youth. If someone asks him, What are these wounds on your chest? He will answer, These are the wounds I received in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. And in all the land, declares the Lord, two-thirds will be cut off and perish, but a third will be left in it. This third I will bring through the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, They are my people, and they will say, The Lord is our God. Zechariah 14. Behold, a day of the Lord is coming, when your plunder will be divided in your presence. For I will gather all the nations for battle against Jerusalem, and the city will be captured, the houses looted, and the women ravished. Half of the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be removed from the city. Then the Lord will go out to fight against those nations, as he fights in the day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley, with half the mountain moving to the north and half to the south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for it will extend to Azal. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be no light, no cold or frost. It will be a day known only to the Lord, without day or night. But when evening comes, there will be light. And on that day living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it toward the eastern sea, and the other half toward the western sea, in summer and winter alike. On that day the Lord will become king over all the earth, the Lord alone, and his name alone. All the land from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will be turned into a plain, but Jerusalem will be raised up and will remain in her place, from the Benjamin gate to the site of the first gate to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the royal wine presses. People will live there, and never again will there be an utter destruction. So Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this will be the plague with which the Lord strikes all the peoples who have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day a great panic from the Lord will come upon them, so that each will seize the hand of another, and the hand of one will rise against the other. Judah will also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. And a similar plague will strike the horses and mules, camels and donkeys, and all the animals in those camps. Then all the survivors from the nations that came against Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And should any of the families of the earth not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, then the rain will not fall on them. And if the people of Egypt will not go up and enter in, then the rain will not fall on them. This will be the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not go up to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. This will be the punishment of Egypt and of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. On that day, Holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the cooking pots in the house of the Lord will be like the sprinkling bowls before the altar. Indeed, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord of hosts. And all who sacrifice will come and take some pots and cook in them. And on that day there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.